Now we come to this next section here in Romans, beginning at verse 12 of chapter 5, and that's sanctification of the saint, and that'll take us through the 8th chapter. Now will you notice, as we come here, this is a new section in the epistle to the Romans. You remember the first section had to do with the subject of sin. Then salvation was the subject. And we have seen the salvation of the sinner. Now we're coming to the sanctification of the saint because God in salvation only declares the sinner righteous. Nothing has happened inside of the individual to make him better. But God is going to make him better. And so we find that in sanctification we have a work of God. Whereas in salvation it was an act of God. Now in this section we're coming to, I've labeled potential sanctification. That's the remainder of chapter 5. We have here a subject that I think you'll find it difficult. You'll find it difficult in two ways. I find it difficult to understand. I find it difficult to accept. This is probably the hardest doctrine for any Christian, especially having heard it for the first time, to accept it and to believe it. Now in potential sanctification, here in this 5th chapter, we have what is known as the federal headship of Adam and Christ. I want to talk about that for just a moment. And I recognize I'm getting theological now. But let's notice the mechanics of the rest of the chapter. In verses 12 through 14, you have the headship of Adam. Death and sin came through him. Then you have the headship of Christ. And life and righteousness came through him. That's verses 15 and 17. Then you have, finally, in this chapter, the offense of Adam versus the righteousness of Christ. And that's in verses 18 through 21.